May God teach us to pray as the disciples pleaded with Jesus. This year, 2024, was proclaimed by Pope Francis as the year of prayer in preparation for the Jubilee year in 2025 entitled Pilgrims of Hope. And he said, our reflections should focus on the Our Father, which is in the Gospel today. So there are three things I would like to say about prayer. First, to pray is to lift up our minds and hearts to God. This means to enter into higher levels of consciousness. Okay? So our prayers sometimes are not effective because we really do not enter into the divine sphere, into higher levels of consciousness. Napapatunayan pa yan ng science. Yung magnetic resonance imaging, MRI of the brain, nilagay nila doon sa mga monks sa Tibet. Tsaka yung mga may contemplative sisters din eh, nilagyan ng MRI. Tapos, pinagdasal. After a few minutes, yung brain waves nila nag-iba. Yung sa atin, alpha. Beta na yung sa kanila, parang ganun na. Once they have reached new levels of consciousness that can even be measured by scientific instruments. So, yung mga pink sisters siguro, yung mga Carmelite na mga contemplatives, minsan yung mga matatandang babae nung nasa Smoky Mountain pa ako, yung dating basurahan, they can reach high levels of prayer so they do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. To enter into higher levels of consciousness means to be able to pray without words, without ideas, without thoughts, just God alone. And there are levels of consciousness and prayer. Saint Teresa said in his interior castles, there are 7 levels of prayer. But the church only says that there are 3. Purgative level, then the unitive, and the contemplative, and then the unitive, where your consciousness is really united with the divine consciousness. Mga mystics lang nakakarating dyan. But we strive to enter into higher levels of consciousness when we pray. And fight against distraction. Inaantok ka kaagad, magdasal ka la. Hindi comfortable yung body mo. Hindi distract ka kaagad niya. So I was in India many years ago. Ay, sanay ako na mag-lotus position eh, in prayer. So the Indians have a way. Just pronounce your mantra in their prayer. They just say, oh. Then they count their breathing. Sometimes they imagine that they are on an elevator and then higher and higher levels of consciousness. So as we celebrate the year of prayer, let us pray that we can arrive at this higher level of consciousness so that we will not be in praying, we do not babble like the pagans. We are able, through our efforts and to God's grace, because God's grace builds on our efforts, to pray without words, without ideas, without thoughts even. Pure sense of God's presence. Second, is that we have different ways of prayer because our brains are connected in different ways. And so, kailangan bawat isa sa atin maghahanap talaga ng ano bang kind of praying na, so that I can reach higher levels of consciousness ang aking gagawin. Gagamitan ko pa sana ng multiple intelligences eh, dahil there are 8 intelligences, pero mamaya ano natin pag-usapan. Iba-iba lang tao. And there are different stages of prayer as you grow. When I was in the novitiate, I was very young, 19 years old, I did not know how to pray. Yung iba, nakikita ako, parang focus na focus sila. But in the prayer room, there was a guitar. I played the guitar very softly. Nawawala ang distractions ko when I pray. Eh ngayon, iba na eh. Matanda na ako eh. Mas madaling magdasal kung matanda ka na. You have nothing to prove. Yung mga passions mo, yung mga emotions mo, medyo kumalma na. But each one, ang second point ko, has to find the best way to pray according to his personality, according to her temperament. Pagdasal natin yan, na makarating naman tayo na ng ibang kamalayan, mas mataas na uri ng kamalayan pag nagdadasal tayo. The Indians said, there are 3 ways to God. To samadhi, to illumination, para sa kanila, to enlightenment. Ang una, bhakti marga, the path of devotion. Yan yung mga madre, mga mystics, yung mga guru, na yun lang ginagawa nila, magdasal the whole time. The way of devotion. The second way is yinana marga, the way of knowledge. Yan yung kina St. Thomas Aquinas na achieve higher levels of prayer through reflection, theologizing, philosophizing, nakakarating sila ng mas mataas na kamalayan sa pagdarasal. Ang pangatlo is the way of action, karma marga. So bhakti marga, the path of devotion, jnana marga, the path of knowledge, and karma marga, the path of work and action, like Mother Teresa, achieving very high levels of consciousness as she took care of the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. So we pray. Saan ba tayo doon? Minsan baka yung tatlo nasa iyo eh. Pagdasal ka sa Panginoon. Do not get distracted. And the third that I wish to share with you today is that this higher level of consciousness, when you enter into prayer, when you lift up your minds and hearts to God, beyond words, beyond ideas, beyond thoughts even, is, according to Pope Francis, so that you will have a renewed sense of God's presence in your life. Sabi pa ng poet, in ever newer reconciling of the heart, a new sense of God's presence in your life. Parang contemplative na yun eh. Sana marami pa sa atin makarating ng unity level of prayer. And so, I would also like to caution you that when you reach higher levels of prayer, the devil will also try to distract you. Napapansin niya yan. Aba, ito, nako, nagpapadala yan ng ano, maraming demonyo para sabi ng mga Zen Buddhism, merong sa psychology, that means na yung subconscious mo. You are in touch with your subconscious at yung mga dating mga fears mo lalabas. And that's why Saint Teresa also said, you need a knowledgeable, a learned spiritual director or spiritual directress as you progress in this renewed sense of God's presence in your life, in the world, in the entire universe. So as we celebrate the year of prayer and focus on reflection, on our reflection on the Our Father, as in the Gospel today, chapter 6 of Matthew, Pope Francis said, we should discover the absolute value of prayer and the absolute need of prayer in our personal life, in the life of the synodal church, and in the life of the world, in the entire universe. That's what we pray for today as we celebrate the Eucharist, the ultimate form of prayer that we can offer to God. As we worship Him, as we adore Him, as we thank Him for all the graces, as we are sorry for our sins, and we ask Him for the graces that we need in our life, and especially in our life of prayer.